Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Kick off your personal injury claim right now at hampsonhughes.com.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
I don't think there's any room for slip-ups, so we've just got to go into each game, but we've done that all season. We went into each game and we wanted to win, and we felt as though we could do that, so we've got to just do the same for the last seven games. Big game against Tottenham. So we've got to go into that and obviously keep playing like we have been.
It's now in their own hands for the first time. It's all about what Liverpool do, which will determine whether they finish as league champions. A perfect weekend for the Reds. It's seen Chelsea lose at Crystal Palace, Manchester City draw against Arsenal, and Liverpool watch on with satisfaction now to try and pile misery on Spurs for the second time this season. A 5-0 drubbing at White Hart Lane. The stakes are very high here today, but seven games to go, and Liverpool looking to complete a tasty league double over the North Londoners. Well, the Reds come out and applaud the Kop. There's a wonderful atmosphere at the moment. It wasn't necessarily the case in the first half against Sunderland midweek, when there was tension and anxiety around the ground, but the fans know that they can be a huge influence to Liverpool's title tilt. Shaking of the hands, Tottenham in the white tops and blue shorts, Liverpool in all red, and our referee today is Phil Dowd. Liverpool make one change from the win over Sunderland. Raheem Sterling replaces Joe Allen. Simon Mignolet in goal. Right back, Glenn Johnson. Didn't have the best of games midweek, but of course he was fantastic a week ago at Cardiff. Full-back on the left-hand side is John Flanagan. Two centre-halves, Martin Skrtel, Daniel Agger. In the midfield, Jordan Henderson and Steven Gerrard. Gerrard, 11 league goals this season. And this is his second best ever scoring season for Liverpool. But one more goal and he would join Kenny Dalglish on 172 for the club. And then the front four, Coutinho in the hole, Sterling wide on the right, Suarez left, Sturridge up front. On the bench, Brad Jones, Joe Allen, Iago Aspas, Mamadou Sarko, Lucas Leiva, Ali Sissoko and Victor Moses. They play a Spurs side, have also made just one change from their last game. In goal, Hugo Lloris, he's been terrific this season. Cal Norton at right back, Yunus Kabul and Jan Vertonghen, the centre halves, and then Rose on the left side of the defence. Bentaleb and Sigurdsson in the midfield. Lennon, Eriksson and Chadli behind Soldado, who's got just one goal in the last five matches. Neil Mellors alongside me for commentary. Mellors, I mentioned midweek, I think the crowd were just as nervous in the first half, but maybe there's been a realisation that they've got some work to do to really help the players as well.
I think the fans could be a huge impact for Liverpool winning the title this year, and just looking around the stadium and the atmosphere in it, it feels like a final. You know, we've been to so many finals for Liverpool over the years, and it has that feeling about it, doesn't it? You know, looking at all the scars everywhere, packed out the terraces, it looked absolutely superb. And I think the results yesterday have given the fans a big lift as well. I know I spoke about the players having a lift, but I think those results yesterday gave the fans a big lift, and you know, you can hear how vocal they're being, and that you know, that could really scare and intimidate Tottenham, because it's a fantastic place to play, but you know, the fans are out there for the home team, and I think Tottenham may struggle early on with certainly the support out there.
There's some brilliant banners, but anything is possible for those who believe is the one that's on the bottom of the Kop. Steven Gerrard involved in the toss with Yunus Kabul out in the centre at the moment. Luis Suarez is ready to start. The Spurs players are almost huddled together, just going through a pre-match ritual of their own. Liverpool, it looks like they'll shoot to the Anfield Road end in the first half. Spurs go into a proper huddle under Tim Sherwood. He's looked after 16 games, 10 of those have been wins, 4 defeats, and Liverpool are ready to go. Spurs eventually break out of their formation. And what a feeling, what an atmosphere, what a game. And it's all live on Radio City Sport. 4 o'clock approaches, Soldado gives a friendly push in the back to Phil Dowd. And you mentioned those games yesterday. Would you have imagined Crystal Palace to beat Chelsea?
Well, I know everyone likes a little coupon on a Saturday, and that one would have sent so many coupons down. It was a banker. Everyone was saying, well, Chelsea would win that, but at Man City, the way they were going to Arsenal, you were hoping Arsenal would take something away from them, and they certainly did, and it was a fantastic day, and hopefully today can be even better with the 3 points.
Spurs start the game, they play it back towards Danny Rose at left back, gives it away with a loose ball into the midfield. Henderson plays for Coutinho. Coutinho finds Suarez, and then the ball's tucked out to the left hand side to the shortest figure of John Flanagan. Flanagan forward to Henderson, gives it away with his first touch. Spurs head it to the halfway line. The chase by Shadley doesn't manage to regain the ball for Spurs, and it ends up with Daniel Agger just in front of his penalty area. Can you believe we're in this position? 7 games to go. I think halfway through the season you thought Liverpool were viable top four contenders, but no one ever gave them a hope of being title contenders.
And I think it was the size of the squad that Liverpool have, and you look at the bench and you're thinking there's not a great deal on there that's going to influence the game, and that's probably been the big question mark over the fact that would we go the whole course of the season and win the title. But the players have been absolutely superb, and I spoke earlier about the training regime that they have to keep them out there fit, and certainly working.
The game.
Liverpool lead through an own goal today. Lennon on the right side forces it forward to Chadley in behind the defence. It's an opportunity for Spurs to break back immediately, and Flanagan dives in and right footed hooks that ball clear and starts Liverpool on the counter attack. Sterling with the forward ball, bounces to the area, Suarez can make it two, but he can't take it past his man. Just about whipped off the leg of Suarez by Yunus Kabul, the Spurs captain. You'd have favoured Luis Suarez then.
What was Kabul doing? No idea where Luis Suarez was. He lets the ball go. I think if Suarez takes it first time, he could even beat Lloris. He takes a touch, brings it back inside, and obviously Kabul rectified his mistake. He looks really nervy early on here, Kabul.
Liverpool lead for an own goal today. Lennon on the right side forces it forward to Chadley in behind the defence. It's an opportunity for Spurs to break back immediately, and Flanagan dives in and right footed hooks that ball clear and starts Liverpool on the counter attack. Sterling with the forward ball, bounces to the area, Suarez can make it two, but he can't take it past his man. Just about whipped off the leg of Suarez by Yunus Kabul, the Spurs captain. You'd have favoured Luis Suarez then.
What was Kabul doing? No idea where Luis Suarez was. He lets the ball go. I think if Suarez takes it first time, he could even beat Lloris. He takes a touch, brings it back inside, and obviously Kabul rectified his mistake. He looks really nervy early on here, Kabul.
Coutinho, ball goes past Brendan Rodgers down the left-hand side, Suarez edge of the area, chips it in, and that was nearly Daniel Sturridge's first involvement in the game. He was close to heading home. Would that have been his first touch of the game? It might well have been. He flew up in the air, hovered, but just couldn't quite connect with the ball.
It was a similar position to the goal he scored against Swansea when the ball came in from the left-hand side. Again, though, two centre-forwards linking up. Suarez down the left-hand side. He gets there first, whips the ball in. Flying at the ball, wasn't he there, Daniel Sturridge? He was only half a yard or so away from him.
Stretching all the time, but just couldn't quite get high enough. Is Coutinho looking for the killer pass and nearly finds it for Jordan Henderson. Henderson at the stretch with the right leg, and thanks Coutinho for the thought, and it wasn't too far off. A ripple of applause around the ground tells you another chance passes by.
I think with Coutinho in the side, he can play those passes, so it's up to Jordan Henderson, like he did on that occasion, to try and make those runs in behind the Tottenham defence, because if he times one, he'll get in.
Henderson now. Crossfield into the feet of Glenn Johnson. Help behind him from Coutinho. Johnson crosses into the area. Yunus Kabul heads away. Met by Coutinho, who sends it forward again. There's a handball shout. A couple of yards outside the Spurs penalty area. And the referee, Phil Dowd, on the spot to give it. And awards Liverpool a free kick in Suarez territory.
Well, it's Suarez territory, but this is exactly a similar position to where Stevie Gerrard scored the goal against Sunderland on Wednesday night. This sort of position is more central, a little bit closer to the penalty area. I often think when the ball's a little bit closer to the penalty area, fancy Stevie G to take those efforts. Maybe 5 yards further back, you fancy Luis Suarez to take them. It's Suarez who's lining the free kick up, though.
Suarez, we discussed this, myself and Aldo, and of late, the last few games, he's had quite a few, and he's not really lived up to the level which he set himself, which was at least hitting the target every time. And I think that was why Steven took it off him the other night, wasn't it?
Well, like I say, I think Luis Suarez, about 10 yards, 15 yards outside the penalty area, I fancy him a little bit more, but closer to the edge of the penalty area, I fancy Steven Gerrard. It's a little bit more intricate in those positions, and you know, you saw the goal the other night, it was a fantastic finish. The keeper got a hand to it, but there was so much pace in it, you know, there was no way he was going to stop it.
Free kick yet to be taken. The referee's talking with Daniel Agger, Steven Gerrard, Luis Suarez at the same time. Bit of treatment going on for Spurs. Their physio just about exiting the field now. Even Martin Skrtel had a sop, I think, of the Spurs water bottle. Jan Vertonghen it is, who's injured himself. Sturridge just dousing himself with water on this near side. And now Liverpool preparing to put Hugo Lloris to the test again. Wall being pushed back by Phil Dowd. Suarez pacing out his mark. I think you get an idea that when he's going to take responsibility, when he does that pace backwards and it's almost just set up like the rugby star with the legs apart. Suarez, now he's virtually dead centre, looking side on to goal. Phil Dowd will blow his whistle and he might just run across this and really glance it with the side of the boot over the wall and over the top of the crossbar. He's still not hitting the target with him.
No, not far away. He manages to get it just up and over the wall. Just doesn't dip quickly enough, and I think Hugo Lloris in the Tottenham goal always had it covered.
A change for Spurs. Michael Dawson replacing injured figure of Jan Vertonghen. Norton sent the ball into the Liverpool half and then they've lost it, and Suarez comes forward and he's on the break to the edge of...
Yes!
29 now for Luis Suarez. A momentary lapse of concentration by Spurs. Liverpool break. Suarez terrorises into the Tottenham penalty area. And it's Liverpool 2, Tottenham 0.
Oh, what a finish from Luis Suarez. It was a little bit similar to the other night against Sunderland, where he got just in front of the defender. Pagini brought him down on that occasion. Cabal, he just didn't have the strength to bring him down on that occasion. It was the man who's just come on, Dawson, who played the unfortunate ball back. Luis Suarez is so strong in that position, isn't he? Always looking on the last man's defender's shoulder, and that was Cabal. The strength he has to stay on his feet. He raced clear, and even the angle he takes a shot on has to go away from Lloris. He does, finds a far corner, scrapes the inside of the post. What a finish from Luis Suarez.
Well, Suarez dug it out from underneath Younes Kabul, started running forward, and probably still wasn't favourite when he got to the left edge of the box, because he had quite a lot to do. It had to be precise, but that's his name, isn't it?
Oh, what a finish. What a finish. I mean, that's his 29th goal. He hasn't scored at Anfield since the goal against Everton in the derby. Seems like a long time ago that now, but what a finish that was. It was his strength to hold off Kabul in that position. He did it on Wednesday against Sunderland, but he was brought down. Should have been red carded, the player who did it. Wasn't. This time he thought, no chance. I'm going to go clean through on this occasion. And he was just too strong for Kabul. And the finish, to go across Lloris the way he did, precision, brilliant.
Nasser Chadli gets a throw-in on the right-hand side, drops it for Norton. This is right edge of the Liverpool area.
They just don't look like a team together, do they, Tottenham out there?
It's Norton coming into the edge of the Liverpool box, cuts it in towards the feet of Christian Eriksen, who takes the shot, and it was marched down by Martin Skrtel, who had to so quickly react to that shot from Christian Eriksen. Took the full force of it and took the sting out of it.
What a block. That was going in the bottom corner. Mignolet was no way saving that. Brilliant play from Eriksen to find the space inside the penalty area. Gets his shot away. I don't know where Skrtel come from. Gets the block away. It was going in the far corner. Speak about goals being crucial, but that defensive block, you know, all of a sudden Tottenham may have got themselves back into the game there. It may have changed completely the atmosphere. But listen to the fans. 2-0 up. Absolutely superb.
26 minutes played, Liverpool 2, Tottenham 0, Radio City Sport. Sturridge now, going square across the halfway line, now attracting it forward, still on the run of Sturridge, gets into the box, and is he tripped just on the edge of the penalty area? Younes Kabul it is. He's going to be dragged over to the side for a yellow card by the referee. Free kick for Liverpool on the white line of the Spurs penalty area, quite wide on the right.
Superb, wasn't it, from Daniel Sturridge? He picked the ball up on the edge of the... Well, it was on the halfway line. He ran into the Tottenham, the acceleration he showed to go past a couple of midfield players. Then he saw the space, tried to burst inside the penalty area, and Kabul quite clearly brought him down. He was too quick for him, Daniel Sturridge there, just outside the penalty area. Doesn't really favour a right-footed one, though, this sort of position.
Luis Suarez, like the kid who doesn't want to give the ball away to anyone. He's got it tucked under his armpit. And he placed it down, almost shielding the ball away from anyone else's thoughts of being involved in this free kick. Do you think the number 30 is high in his mind at the moment? Suarez, arguably with a much tougher proposition than the last free kick, because this is virtually on the white line. But you know how he can conjure and create with the ball from any distance. Now he's going to leave it alone. I think, is it Daniel Sturridge who's being offered it, or Steven Gerrard? Well, Sturridge and Gerrard both combined. Sturridge looks for the top himself and goes over the top of the crossbar.
Well, I'm looking at the edge of the penalty area there, and Jordan Henderson is acres of space. Daniel Sturridge just rolls the ball across invitingly for Henderson to go on and strike it first time. It's in a central position and he can get a much better effort. I said it was a real tight angle, it was a difficult one. Any kind of effort on target, again, Lloris, he had that covered by the time it did just go over the crossbar. I think that's where sometimes you have to be a little bit cleverer.
Liverpool burst away with Coutinho on the left side, but won by Spurs. Lennon chips it onto Sigurdsson. Help behind from Eriksen. Eriksen to Lennon, probably Spurs' best period of the game. Lennon back to Chadli. Into the centre, long way out. Spurs have a shot on goal, which forces the keeper Simon Mignolet into a relatively straightforward save. But it was Nabil Bentaleb who took it.
He was a long way out, wasn't he, there? Bentaleb just bounced in front of Mignolet. Sometimes see the ball moving a little bit in the air. He had it well covered, though, Mignolet. Made sure he got his body behind it. He wasn't spilling it in case any players came in to follow it up.
Soldado, ball down the left-hand side. Danny Rose onto it. His cross hits the heels of Glenn Johnson and bounces nearly back out for Raheem Sterling. Instead, won by Gylfi Sigurdsson. Sigurdsson down the left side. Danny Rose to the edge of the Liverpool area. Steered away by Martin Skrtel. Picked up by Soldado. Soldado looks to curve it into the corner. But a double-handed punch away from Simon Mignolet stops that Soldado effort. And it's out for a Spurs throw. Morris then plays it out to Rose on the left side. Oh, back to Cabal, who's... Cabal's robbed of possession by Sterling. Sterling chips it into the box. Suarez!
Yeah!
Or was it kept out by the keeper or the post? One of them. Suarez denied. He thought it had gone in. Neil Mellor thought it had gone in. Somehow, it's been stopped on the goal line. Was it the post or the keeper?
He's pushed it onto the crossbar, underside of the crossbar. I'm not sure it's over the line.
Other end of the field, Soldado. Rare attacking moment, and he's hemmed in by Agger and Flanagan. And we're just waiting for the replays of that. Half the crowd was celebrating what they thought was a Liverpool third. Just hadn't crossed the line.
I think it was a brilliant save from Lloris. Good header from Suarez. He does everything right. Good ball in from Raheem Sterling. Somehow gets a hand to it. He pushes it onto the underside of the bar. Not sure. I don't think it was over the line. Huge appeals. It looked over the line from where we're set. That's perhaps why we celebrated.
Bentaleb just teases one upfield for Soldado. Thought he was fouled by Skrtel. The referee didn't. Skirtle's got it away to Suarez. Suarez on the run on the left-hand side of the area. Claims handball as it hits the arm of Kyle Naughton. Referee's on the mark. It's another Liverpool free kick around the Spurs penalty area.
Good spot. It was a good spot from Phil Dow there, because Luis Suarez was coming inside. It does hit Norton's hand. He was just about to pull the trigger from the edge of the area there. It was a good spot from Phil Dowd. He kept up with play extremely well, because it was a quick counter-attack again from Liverpool, this time for two free kicks just outside the penalty area. Haven't hit the target. This is a chance. Just seeing the replay now of that opportunity. Raheem Sterling found Suarez at the back post. Header.
Oh, what a save. What a save onto the crossbar.
What a save. I mean, we've seen
Suarez. Just watching it from the dead ball line position, and it couldn't have been closer to going in, but Lloris kept it out.
This is where Stevie G scored against Hull, exact position away from home. I'd expect Gerrard to take this one on.
Liverpool 2, Tottenham 0. Referee Phil Dowd ready for this free kick to be taken. Suarez has it. Well, Hugo Lloris barely moved. Suarez tried to curl it round the right-hand side of the post and it curled out, but it never quite curled in as much as he wanted. And the crowd with a short gasp until play moves on. Maybe he should have left it for his captain.
Well, looking at the replay, it was always wide, wasn't it? Well wide in the end.
Interesting to see there's been at least five games where Liverpool have come from a goal behind to actually earn a point. It was Newcastle, Swansea, Everton, Cardiff, of course, they were behind. So they've shown that mettle as well, haven't they?
Yeah, I think Swansea felt like a point gained.
Half time. I think they enjoyed that, didn't they, Neil Mellor? 2-0 to Liverpool.
Certainly did. Every fan in off their feet, applauding the players off. Fantastic first half performance, dominated from the first whistle, got the early goal inside the opening 2 minutes. It was a little bit fortunate, but I think that the fans got an assist for that goal. The fact that the noise they created in those opening few moments almost scared the Tottenham players, and certainly the own goal was something that you don't often see from Premier League players, but I think the fans had a huge influence on that. The fact that he couldn't deal with it, he was too nervous, he was unsettled out there, ended up putting it in his own goal. And then it just settled everyone's nerves, and Liverpool dominated the first half, and 2-0. It's a fair reflection on how Liverpool have played.
People talked about the nerves midweek against Sunderland, not even the vaguest sign of that anxiety or pressure.
And the only test will come is if Tottenham get the next goal. If Tottenham get the next goal, that's when we'll start to see if they will be a little bit more nervy. I don't think they will. I feel as though Liverpool, the way they've played, if they come out the second half the way they did in that first half, Liverpool will be the team who get the next goal and go on and win this game comfortably. I mean, it's been ideal, hasn't it? You know, the fact that we said it was all about getting the 3 points, but the performance level again has been superb.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Got something to feel good about? Feel even better with a £2,000 cash advance when we accept your claim. T's and C's apply.
Liverpool will be unchanged for the second half, I'm sure. No signs of injuries or knocks, anything picked up. So Mignolet goal, Johnson, Skirtle, Agger, Flanagan, Henderson, Gerrard, the midfield, Coutinho just in front, and Sterling, Suarez, either side of Sturridge really, but it's so interchangeable, isn't it? And then in terms of Spurs today, Hugo Lloris in goal, Cal Norton at right back, Yunus Kabul alongside Michael Dawson, Jan Vertonghen subbed in the first half, Rose on the left side of the defence, Benteleb alongside Sigurdsson, Lennon on the right, Eriksen in the centre, Chadli left, Soldado completes the lineup for Spurs. Everyone's just about out and ready. Our referee has counted up the figures. Neil Mellor, how many more can Liverpool get?
I'm not sure, Steve. As long as we get the 3 points, and I think if we get the next goal, it will certainly be 3 points. The only way Tottenham have any route back into this game is if they do get the next goal and see how the players respond. It may give Tottenham a real lift. You can't see them getting the next goal, certainly the way Liverpool have been playing and the way the fans are behind the team.
There's Coutinho over to the right side. Sterling meets that ball. He's been a thorn for Tottenham today. The 1-2 between him and Sturridge, and he's in his Sterling, and he's rolled it for Henderson, who's missed it. He's clashed it right over the top of the crossbar. Sterling very generous to give the opportunity to Jordan Henderson. Couldn't keep it down. Henderson knows he should have scored, but Sterling himself, extremely unselfish. It remains 2-0.
Well, it should be 3-0, no question about that. Good link-up play with Sturridge and Suarez. Gets in behind the defence, one against one with Lloris. He squares the ball. There's two Tottenham defenders on the line, but Jordan Henderson, it's an open goal, isn't it? It's bouncing at him. He takes it on first time. He's got to hit the target. He's got to rip the back of the net there, Jordan Henderson. What a chance.
Skirtle inside his own penalty area. Christian Eriksen closed him down, played across the box to Agger. Agger out to Flanagan. Flanagan deceives the run of Lennon and gets down the left wing. Still with the ball, rolls it in for Coutinho, very central. Liverpool pushing Spurs back, all Coutinho!
Yes!
Terrific finish! Lovely run! And the fans certainly are believing now. Oh my, there's no nerves around here. They believe they can go on past the finishing line, and today's another example of how they're just crushing teams apart. Liverpool 3, Tottenham 0.
Well played, Philippe Coutinho. Well played, John Flanagan in the left-back position. Does a lovely little Cruyff turn, frees up the space for him to run inside the Tottenham half. Coutinho's a great run outside him from Glenn Johnson. He goes alone. He's outside the penalty. He goes across Lloris, fires it into the far corner. What a finish, and that all-important third goal. That should see Tottenham off now, that goal.
Let's just have a listen for a minute or two.
So much of a cup final, you know, we've been spoiled over the years, and the cup finals we've been to, and this is the sort of atmosphere we're used to, and it's brilliant to see, isn't it, that it's transferred into a league game. It's just just enjoyable to take in, and the fans are enjoying themselves and really getting behind the side. It's brilliant.
Unbelievable. Well, the Champions League nights will almost definitely, well, they will definitely return next season. 1-2 between Sterling and Suarez, and then played forward for Sturridge. He's got it there when Spurs were trying to score up, and the back heel doesn't work, and then Dawson gets it away. Well, he knew he didn't have time to turn around and shoot goalward, so he tried to back heel it in, and he was really unfortunate it didn't come off Daniel Sturridge.
I remember him scoring a back heel. Was he in a Chelsea shirt away at Sunderland, something similar like that? Behind him, he had to back heel it towards. It was a good save in the end from Lloris. He stood up to it.
Allen to Suarez on the left hand side. Spurs being hemmed back again. Suarez has tumbled over off the pressure of Andros Townsend. Liverpool free kick left of the penalty area. At the same time, the referee's pulling forward Michael Dawson, and he's issuing a card for what he's. I think he's issuing a card because he's just pointed out about four different spots and incidents on the pitch. And off they go again. Didn't get a card, but a ticking off.
A little dressing down, was it, from the referee?
Free kick wide on the left-hand side. Liverpool move Skirtle and Agger. Attacking pawns into a dangerous area. With Jordan Henderson to take this. Left-hand side of the Spurs penalty area. Referee's ready for it. Plenty in there that could score a fourth for Liverpool. Henderson whacks it in!
Yes!
It's Suarez, is it? Number 30. Luis Suarez. Henderson's delivery perfect. Suarez, I think, got the vital flick. Straight in or not, we'll find out in a second. Suarez pointing at Henderson. It's Henderson's goal. Initially, it looked like Suarez was taking the celebration and the claim of the strike, but it's gone right in from Jordan Henderson's free kick. There were so many Liverpool players in there, the Spurs simply couldn't handle them all. It's now four, and this isn't the first time we've seen this season. Liverpool 4, Spurs 0. The title edges that little bit closer.
Fantastic delivery, wasn't it, from Jordan Henderson? I think it was Daniel Agger and Luis Suarez going for the same ball at the near post. I think it takes a slight deflection from the Tottenham defender, Dawson, and that was why we perhaps thought it was Luis Suarez, but it wasn't. It's certainly a Jordan Henderson goal.
Other end of the field, Sigurdsson into the box. Chadley misses an opportunity. Best chance for Spurs today. Sigurdsson's quickly worked ball, and then Chadley's shot was intercepted and actually went over for a corner.
A good block, real good block from Daniel Agger there. Chadley got himself into the good position inside the penalty. His shot was certainly going to be goal bound. Daniel Agger making sure he got the block to divert it behind.
Corner right side, 76 minutes played. Liverpool lead 4-0 now. Another demolition derby for them. Into the penalty area, Dawson volleys over the crossbar. Well, they haven't had many opportunities, but in the last minute you've just seen two, the second of which Dawson's not the easiest to volley, but
good chance.
Still, should be on target, shouldn't it? And Dembele to Christian Eriksen. Eriksen running with the ball down the right-hand side. Gives it to Andros Townsend. Townsend then feeds into the edge of the box. Christian Eriksen lines it up left-footed. That's a save at his near post by Simon Mignolet. Hasn't had many to do today, but he turned that one out for a corner.
Took a deflection en route, maybe in from Lucas. Took the sting out of the shot a little bit easier for Mignolet to deal with. Eriksen, he's been the brightest player for Tottenham, though. Was just creeping inside the post of replay, so good save. Left-hand save from Mignolet.
Right-hand side, Tottenham corner kick. Across the box, met by Dawson. And Dawson's header scooped onto the top of the netting. There's Lucas, edge of his penalty area. Picks one forward for Henderson, played off for Skirtle, and another giant step taken in Liverpool's path towards a possible league championship, which would be their first since 1990. Their destiny remains in their own hands. Another huge test which they passed. They've scored four against Tottenham Hotspur today, put them to the sword over the course of the season by 9 goals. Liverpool 4, Tottenham 0, and we're going to win the league. Rings round the ground. So another hurdle jumped over. Liverpool 4, Tottenham 0. Neil Melly, your thoughts?
Well, just delighted. If Fantastic performance, right from the first whistle. I think the fans, you can hear the fans, they were really massively involved this afternoon. They made it a cup final atmosphere from that first whistle, and the Tottenham players couldn't handle it at all. You saw how nervy they were. Liverpool making the most of that as well with the opening goal, because Cabral, he should have dealt with the cross, there's no question of that. But because of the fans making it so tough for the Tottenham players, you know, they just couldn't get going, and they were nervy and made the mistakes. And it was brilliant again to watch. Four goals, it's a comfortable victory, it's a deserved victory. I think the scoreline is a fair scoreline. There could have been more goals scored. It's nice to see Brendan Rodgers getting a huge ovation from this crowd. The appreciation the Liverpool fans have of the job he's done in such a short period of time. It's just a real feel-good factor. You know, you're saying about it being a party atmosphere, and as a football fan, you're enjoying the football, getting the results, and it's just a joy to come every game.
Our friend Jeff is just holding up his phone. Dare to dream. Do not say it! Exclamation mark. It says on his phone. It's just brilliant, isn't it? And actually, in the wider scheme of things, everyone is waiting, perhaps, for Liverpool to stumble or show their weaknesses. They've not shown any signs of fallibility at the moment. The number of games keep getting smaller, the margins keep getting smaller. You have to presume at the moment that it's in their hands.
Well, we said on commentary, didn't we? You know, looking at the league table, 2 points clear of Chelsea now. Four clear of Man City. City have two games in hand, but City still have to come here. There's only six games left. It's in our hands now to win the title. Eight games in a row now Liverpool have won. That is some achievement. If they can just carry on going, I think the fans were absolutely huge here today. Just got to carry on going the way they are. The focus is there. The performance levels, energy levels is absolutely superb, and there's no reason why Liverpool can't go on and win the title.
Do you remember a time even when Liverpool played football this good? Does it hark back to anything you've got recollections of?
No, I think for a generation, for a long, long time now, it's just not happened, has it? You know, there's been good results, but just the style of football from Liverpool, the attacking approach, it's a joy to watch. And we're talking about records getting broken all the time, scoring fours, fives, you know, six at Cardiff the other week. It's doing it against every side in the Premier League. We're blowing sides away that are supposed to be top four challenges. I mean, Tottenham still have got a chance at the top four, along with Everton and Arsenal, and just nowhere near the same level Liverpool are at. And you think about last season, where Liverpool finished behind Tottenham, how many points Liverpool were. It's just been a massive improvement, you know, this season, and it's been a joy to watch for the fans and obviously for the players as well.
What will Brendan Rodgers say when he's asked if he feels they're favourites? One game at a time?
One game at a time, yeah. I mean, I think Crystal Palace showed yesterday the fact that, you know, the big sides are still capable of slipping up. You know, Liverpool, West Ham away, Norwich away, Palace away as well to come. They're fixtures that, looking on paper, you'd expect to win, but everyone would have had Chelsea in the coupon yesterday to win away at Crystal Palace, so it is possible if any kind of complacency slips in. But that's the thing Brendan Rodgers instilled in this Liverpool side. There's a real belief, a real togetherness, team unit, that I think the mental strength is far superior than any side in the Premier League.
Incredible. Thank you very much for your company this afternoon, Neil. We're off to West Ham, of course, your former stamping ground, next Sunday. They've not had the best of season at times, but Sam's just won the Manager of the Month award. So let's hope Liverpool aren't heading there at the wrong time.
Let's hope it's an enjoyable trip to the capital. Post-match.
With real dominance today in the game, right from the first whistle. I thought it was an exceptional performance. Everything that we've been working towards over these, you know, this last year and a half, in terms of first and foremost without the ball, that hunger and intensity to get the ball back, you know, from the first whistle to the end, and then our dominance in possession was very impressive today. You know, we had long spells with the ball and trying to tire Tottenham out, open up the space, and then we get the penetration at the top of the field. So outstanding team performance. And I thought the supporters were brilliant today. That's as good as I've heard at Anfield since I've been a manager here. And that the two forces together made us a real tough opponent today.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. Become one of our success stories today. Click hampsonhughes.com.